Hey, boys and girls. Welcome to the best podcast in the history of mankind. It's Monty's Rockcast. And now, here's your host, Monty Colvin.
Hey, 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 it's Monty, and welcome to the best podcast on the internet.
Hey, hey, hey!
So glad you could join me, and it's always good to hear from you. I always get lots of email and comments from you guys, and I really appreciate it. In fact, here's one I just got today. It's from a guy named Tobin. And Tobin must have really wanted me to get this email because he sent it to me 7 times.
Yikes.
And he wrote to say, "Monty, your podcast is exasperating. I rub my eyes. Boring.
Ouch.
Repulsive from previous metal, insert curse word, onslaught.
Huh?
Your format is dying. You have drive, okay, but you have submerged mentally.
No!
Your choice of songs bites butt."
That hurts a little bit.
Well, wow, I don't know what to say. I thought people liked this show.
Nope.
But maybe it's not as good as I thought it was.
It's not.
Could it be I've been wrong about this being the best podcast in the history of mankind?
Yes.
I mean, sure, I'm not the smartest guy in the world. I'll admit it. I know everyone's not gonna like everything I do. I'm not perfect. I've got my faults. I mean, I shop at Walmart. There, I said it. I'll admit it. And when I go there, I always seem to get stuck with the cart that has a bad wheel on it. And it kind of pulls to the left and wobbles when you try to walk down the aisles. And then I always manage to get in the wrong checkout lane. And even though it's 20 items or less, I'll be stranded there for 30 minutes waiting for some guy to write a check. And when I finally get up there, the cashier mistakenly refers to me as ma'am because she sees my long hair out of the corner of her eye. And I say, "Hey, no problem." But she goes, "No, sorry, I thought you were a woman." To which I say once again, "Hey, it's okay. I've got a beard, but some people think I look like a woman anyway. I'll admit it. And sometimes I can even be kind of a wimp. I'll admit it. It's like every time I go to a carnival, I end up feeling nauseous from motion sickness. And sure, I think it's stupid to spend $50 on rides that last a minute and a half. But I still ought to be man enough to go up in a roller coaster and hang upside down without screaming, 'Please God, let this end.' I mean, I'm not the greatest guy in the world. I'll admit it. I have no luck. I make very little money. I sit in my house making these podcasts, and I don't get squat for it. Well, except for a couple of people who sent me those Snyder's garlic pretzels. Yeah, thank you, Heather Cunningham and Paul Morgan. God, those things are so good. They're like heroin. Not that I've ever done heroin, but Snyder's garlic pretzels are amazing. But yeah, besides that and the occasional kind donation, I make virtually nothing from this podcast, which probably makes me a loser, I'll admit it. But I enjoy talking about stuff that I like, and I love metal, I'll admit it. And I know everyone's not gonna like everything I do or say on this show, but it's my show, and if you don't like it, you don't have to listen. Because if I want to play Slayer or the Cowsills, that's what I'm going to do. And you know why? Because I'm a weirdo. That's why. I'll admit it. But guess what? I don't care. Ha ha! Enjoy the show. Flowers in her hair. Oh yeah, the Cowsills. I had to watch that documentary on them again the other day because it was so good. And I am not kidding you, Bill Cowsill was a freaking musical genius. If you listen to those vocal arrangements that the Cowsills had, they were Brian Wilson-esque.
Who is that?
But enough about the Cowsills. I've got a lot to do on today's show, so let's get right to it with your questions.
Monty.
Ask Monty.
Did you have a question?
You've got questions and I've got answers.
Really?
Well, I'll try anyway. And all you gotta do is email me. You can ask me about music, sports, religion, relationships, pop culture, math equations.
Are you serious?
Nah, second thought, don't ask me that because I suck at math.
You kind of do.
But let's get things started with a question from our good friend in France, Fabrice. And he says, "Hey dude, how can I do an internet radio show? I would like to play music I dig on the internet. Can you enlighten me?"
What a crazy question.
Well, Fabrice, I don't know a ton about internet radio, so to speak, but I do know podcasts. And what I can tell you is there's already way too many of them, so don't bother.
Whoa.
Ha, no, I'm joking, of course.
Hilarious.
The first thing I would do is get yourself a fairly good mic. It doesn't have to be super expensive, but at least get something that's going to sound good. The one I used was made by a company called Sound Projects, and I think it was only like $100. Now, unless you can plug your mic straight into your computer, you're going to need some kind of interface. I think they've got some stuff out there that's only got a couple of inputs on it, and that would probably work for what you're wanting to do. After that, you've got to have some kind of software on your computer to record it with. And there's actually some free software out there. You might check Audacity or something like that. But I've got a Mac computer myself, so I just use the GarageBand app that it came with.
This is fascinating stuff.
And basically, that's all you're going to need to make your podcast. After you get it recorded, you just turn it into an MP3 and then find a way to put it up into cyberspace.
Okay, terrific.
But anyway, I hope that helps, Fabrice. Good luck on your show. I'd like to hear it because, like me, you have good taste in music.
Wrong!
Like usual, I got some great questions from Jimmy G, and his first one is, "Hey, Monty, the radio stations in Chicago suck. All the same format. And we get pretty much the same tunes on every station. How are the radio stations in Kansas City?"
Horrible.
Well, yeah, I understand, Jimmy G, because the radio stations here in Kansas City don't just suck. They suck ass. You either get those trendy, hipper-than-thou alternative stations that call themselves stuff like The Buzz, and they play Pearl Jam or Taxi Cab for Cutie or whatever the hell that is. And then you've got your rock station that plays the same AC/DC songs every single hour. And then they follow that up with some Crazy Train by Ozzy, followed by some Shinedown, Godsmack, Alice in Chains, or any band that sounds exactly like the bands that I just mentioned.
That's crazy!
It doesn't matter what time of the year it is, you will hear that crap all day long, every single day of the year, every time you drive through Kansas City.
Awesome!
And of course, we can't forget the classic station, which once again is going to play AC/DC, Ozzy, and Led Zeppelin until it's coming out your nose.
Yeah!
And you wonder why I exclusively listen to my iPod and talk radio? I can't take it anymore, and that's one of the reasons why I do this show. I want to turn people on to new stuff, stuff that they're never going to hear any other way. But let's face it, the general public that listens to horrible FM radio every day is fine with that.
Yep.
They don't care that they hear the same songs every single day. They're familiar with them, so it's like a comfortable security blanket for their boring-ass lives.
Say what?
They have no desire to seek out anything new because they're happy being spoon-fed.
Huh?
I'm guessing it's that way everywhere, but I know here in Kansas City, your average listener is like Jimmy Jeff.
Yep.
He gets up every day and goes to the same job, and he hears those same songs, and because the radio station plays Nickelback and Shinedown, then he thinks he loves Nickelback and Shinedown.
I heard that.
Now, I can't begin to understand that, because I don't think that way myself. I have a constant hunger for new bands and fresh music. And I'd like to think that the people who listen to this podcast are kind of that way too. And that's why I'm always throwing different kinds of things at you. No, you're not always going to like it, and some of it you may hate. But once in a while, I may play something that you end up loving forever.
Ain't gonna happen.
But yes, pretty much all FM radio sucks these days, and that's why you should turn them off and listen to me.
Strangely confident and arrogant.
Next question from Jimmy G is, Monty, do you have any good road stories?
Oh!
Well, Jimmy, I've told several over the years on this show, but when I think back to my time on the road and all the touring I did, the first thing that pops into my head is what incredible tools most rock stars are.
Totally.
I don't want to pat myself on the back too much, but when I was out there on tour, I always tried to be nice to the fans and hang out with them. And no matter what band we were playing with or opening for or they were opening for us, I tried to be friendly. And maybe it's something that happens to you when you have a hit record, but God, Chris Cornell just acted like, no, it's going to take too much effort for me to open my mouth and say something to you, so I'm just going to sit here and be pompous. But I'll tell you how you can tell when somebody is truly a D-bag rock star.
How?
When they won't even come off their tour bus.
Oh my gosh.
We had one show with Steven Piercy from Rat when he had that band Arcade. And he stayed on there all day long. And I get it, that's your home. Sometimes you don't want to be bothered, or in his case, maybe he was doing coke. I don't know, but right before they played, they escorted him onto the stage, he sang, and then left. I never met the guy, so I don't know. Maybe he's really cool, but kind of a D-bag move in my opinion.
It's outrageous!
Another time we were in Boston, and we found out a few days before the show we were going to play with this band Dishwalla.
Who?
Yeah, remember them?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, I had to Google it myself because I couldn't remember their name, but they had that hit Counting Blue Cars. And once again, they stayed on their tour bus all day. Too big of rock stars to talk to anybody. But, you know, these days, I'm guessing they probably wish anybody would want to talk to them. Because the last I saw, Dishwalla is not exactly playing arenas. In fact, I don't know if they're playing anywhere because, frankly, nobody cares.
You're mean.
However, apparently somebody still cares about Galactic Cowboys because you guys keep asking me questions about that band.
I don't know who that is.
I recently got one from Richard in Pennsylvania who said, "Hey, Monty, is it true that the Japanese version of the CD Machine Fish had a bonus track of the song It's Raining Again?"
I think everybody wonders that.
Well, Richard, I believe you are correct, but after I heard from you, I got to looking around and I couldn't even find that song. So I went to where else Galactic Cowboys superfan, Mr. David Whiteman.
Oh, no!
And David was kind enough to send me a copy of a song that I wrote.
Nice guy!
I know a lot of you guys already have this, but I haven't heard this song in years, and my girlfriend Lindsay has never heard it. In fact, there's a lot of stuff by Galactic Cowboys she hasn't heard, because, frankly, before we met, she didn't know what a Galactic Cowboy was. So hopefully this will entertain her and you. This is called It's Raining Again.
So
So that was It's Raining by Galactic Cowboys. And as you could probably tell by the sound quality, that was a demo. I wrote that around the time we were coming up with stuff for the Machine Fish album. And I was living in Houston back then, and it just seemed like it was raining every day. And I was getting real depressed, and I kind of correlated it with that old saying, when it rains, it pours. And that seems like it's the way it always is with me. When I'm running out of money, that's when the car breaks down or the washer dryer goes out. And I was just frustrated in general back then, and so that's kind of what was up with that song.
What a bogus story!
The next question is from Dave Ferris, who says, "Hey Monty, have you heard the new Anthrax covers EP?"
Tell me the answer to that.
Well, I'm glad you asked that, Dave, because I... Oh my God, could it be?
Zoe's CD review!
Hey, it's my 13-year-old daughter, Zoe.
Hi, everybody.
How you been doing, Zoe?
I've been good.
Well, all right, what do you got for us?
Today, I'll be reviewing the new EP from Anthrax, Anthems.
Ah!
This is the follow-up to 2011's Worship Music, and after putting out one of the better CDs of their career, you had to wonder what Anthrax would do next. Well, the wondering is over, and the answer is a small collection of cover tunes.
Ah, cover tunes.
Things actually get off to a good start with a pretty rockin' rendition of the Rush song, Anthem. Highlights include Smokin' by Boston, cover of Thin Lizzy's Jailbreak.
Tonight there's gonna be trouble. Some of us won't survive. So me and the boys, we mean business. Busting out dead or alive. I can hear the hound dogs on my trail. All hell breaks loose along with silence will. Like a game if you lose.
Well, that's kind of cool.
I'm not exactly sure what Anthrax was wanting to accomplish with this EP, but they do prove they are great players, and if things ever fall completely apart, they could always make some money as a cover band.
Ah, good point.
These tunes are very well performed, and for the most part stay completely true to the original. In fact, they are so note-for-note covers, I have to ask myself, what's the point?
Well, yeah, really.
In summary, Anthems is not horrible, and a fun listen, but I wish Anthrax would have put more of their own mark on these songs. It could have been much more interesting, and for that reason, I can only give it 2.5. bloody metal skulls!
Well, I cannot argue with that, Zoe. It's not exactly mind-blowing, but if you want to hear Anthrax do Journey and AC/DC songs, well, you might want to check out Anthems. Hey Zoe, while you're still here, how about we play a little game of AC/DC or not AC/DC?
Hey, didn't we do this before?
Well, yeah, and we've also played Spinal Tap or not Spinal Tap.
Yeah?
3 Days Grace or not 3 Days Grace.
Right.
And we've also played Nickelback or not Nickelback. But this is completely different.
Right.
So here's the way it goes. I'm going to play you a song, and you're going to tell me if it's AC/DC or not AC/DC.
Yeah.
And if you get 3 correct, you're going to win a prize.
Okay.
Well, all right, let's do this. Here's the first selection. Listen closely.
Come on.
Okay, Zoe, the question is, was that AC/DC or not AC/DC?
Well, that is obviously AC/DC.
Okay, well, she says it's AC/DC, and the answer is, yes, that is AC/DC, you are correct.
Yeah!
All right, you're 1-for-1, but here's your next selection. Listen closely. Okay, Zoe, what do you say? AC/DC or not?
Well, that sounds like AC/DC. So I'm gonna say that is AC/DC.
Well, she says it's AC/DC, but the answer is no.
Darn it!
I'm sorry, that was actually a cut off the new CD from Crocus.
Crocus?
Yeah.
What's a crocus?
Well, Zoe, a crocus is a flower, but it's also a band from Switzerland who just happens to sound exactly like AC/DC.
Oh, okay.
So you got that one wrong, but you're still in it. And here's your next selection. Tell me if it's AC/DC or not AC/DC. Listen closely. All right, Zoe, this is a tough one. What do you say?
You know, since that sounds just like the last thing you played, I'm gonna say it's not AC/DC.
Okay, she says it's not AC/DC, and Zoe, you are correct.
Yeah! Oh, yeah!
That was once again Crocus from their new CD, Dirty Dynamite.
Yeah, that's great, Dad.
Now, you only need one more and you are a winner. Here's the last selection, AC/DC or not AC/DC, please listen closely! All right, this is for the win, Zoe. Think it over and give us your final answer.
Well, since it's almost never AC/DC, I will say that was not AC/DC.
All right, well, she says it's not AC/DC. And Zoe, you are correct.
Yeah! Uh-huh, oh yeah.
Congratulations, Zoe. You're going to get to spend 7 days and seven nights at the beautiful Colvin Resorts here in Kansas City, Missouri. And I'm also going to throw in a $15 iTunes Store music gift card.
Well, that's great, Dad, but I'd rather you just give me money.
Oh, okay. Well, all right. I can do that.
Woo!
All right, well, that's going to do it. Thank you, Zoe, for playing AC/DC or not AC/DC.
Bye, everybody!
That was a band called Rhino Bucket, and they have made a career out of sounding like AC/DC. But thanks again to another great CD review from my daughter, Zoe.
She's very likable.
She's awesome, and I love her to pieces. But since she turned 13, I have learned a few things.
Oh, like what?
Namely, I am not cool, I am not funny, and she is not impressed with me whatsoever. But it's always great to have her here on the Rockcast, even if she does throw like a girl.
Ha ha!
But let's move on because it's time for some top tens. Oh yeah, here we go with a brand new season of top tens. And if you're new to the show, here's how it works. You send me your list, and if I read it on the show, you get into the top 10 playoffs, and then become eligible for an amazing prize package. And I know a lot of you may assume that I read every single list that I get.
Yeah!
Well, no, not exactly.
Ah!
For example, if you write me and tell me you hate the music that I play and my show sucks, and then follow it up with your top 10 favorite country female artists, well, chances are I'm not going to read that, and you're probably not going to the playoffs.
No kidding.
Yeah, funny how that works, isn't it?
Shocking.
However, 99% of you guys are very cool, and you send me stuff that I love, and such was the case when Don in Canada sent me his top 10 list of albums to hear before you die.
That sounds crazy!
And Don starts out his list at number 10 with Devin Townsend, Tierra. And he says everything is over the top on this record. Heavy, melodic, ugly, and beautiful all at the same time. And yeah, that sounds like something I would like.
Because you're retarded.
Number 9 is the first Van Halen album. And Don says Eddie Van Halen was like the Steve Jobs of rock and roll. String tapping always existed, but Eddie showed us all what to do with it. An entire generation of tapaholics was born. Yeah, well said, Don. I think we all got a little sick of that tapping after a while when everyone started doing it, but it was certainly groundbreaking in the beginning.
I bet it was!
Number 8 is the first Boston album, and though Don hates to admit it, it's still in his car stereo.
Kind of embarrassing.
Yeah, I think most of us are tired of that album by this point, but what a classic, great album that was. Nothing else sounded like it. The vocals vocals were great, the songs were great, and Tom Scholz is a genius.
No, he's not. He's an idiot.
Number 7 on Don's list of albums to hear before you die is Matthew Sweet with his CD Girlfriend. And yes, I loved that album. In fact, I had it, I think, on cassette at the time, and I just wore it out. It was just real alternative pop stuff, and it was very catchy.
No, it wasn't.
Number 6 is Harum Scarum with their album Voice of Reason, and I am not familiar with that. However, I am familiar with number 5. It's King's X and Dogman. Yeah, that album sounded really good. They got the guy that did the first Pearl Jam to produce it, and everyone thought it was going to be really big, and it wasn't. But there was some great low end on that album.
Okay, says who?
The number 4 album you should hear before you die is Space in Your Face by Galactic Cowboys. Don says, killer songs, riffs, and harmonies. How this didn't sell a million copies, I'll never know. Well, Don, I could tell you, but I don't really have time right now. But I can tell you this, it might have had something to do with the fact that Geffen dropped us about 2 months after they put it out.
You sound a little bitter.
Number 3 is Strapping Young Lad with their album City. Number 2 is Def Leppard with Pyromania. And number 1 on Don from Canada's list of albums you should hear before you die, Silver Ginger 5 with Black Leather Mojo.
That's extraordinary stuff.
Well, way to go, Don. You obviously have good taste in music and in podcasts, I might add. And you are going to the playoffs. If you want to be like Don and be eligible for an amazing prize package, fire me off an email and do it today. So far on this episode, you've heard some of the new Anthrax and the new Crocus, but there's actually a lot more new music that I need to tell you about. And that leaves me with no other choice except to do a segment that I like to call Rapid Fire CD Reviews. This is where I play you sound clips from some new CDs that are out right now, and then I give you some of my thoughts and opinions, and more than likely, some smart-ass comments.
You little jerk!
First up on the menu today is the new one from Seven Dust. It's called Blackout the Sun.
Under the dark gray sky, on the fist and hate, I break the mold of the villain, took the love you crave. You better believe it, taking me alive, flesh and veins, so that the whole damn world wants to scream my name. First on top of the mountain, push back, drop down, roll through the pieces. I'm on top of the mountain, same name, same face, keeps following me away from you.
Okay, if you're still awake, raise your hand.
I just woke up.
I know a lot of you guys are big Seven Dust fans, but to me, they just write the most boring melodies. I don't like their songs. I've never liked that singer, but their drummer is awesome. The good news is, if you're one of those big Seven Dust fans, I see no reason why you won't like this. It's the same old crap that they do every single album, and you'll probably really dig it.
Nobody wants it. Nobody needs the pain but you. One man left in hell, and everyone's around the stairs. Nobody wants it. Nobody wants the pain but you.
So once again, the name of the CD is Blackout the Sun, and I may not personally be listening to this very much, but I will say this. If you have the patience to sit through the verses, there are a few choruses that are pretty cool.
We'll be right back.
You know, when I think of suicidal tendencies, I don't just think of my state of mind.
Really?
No, I also think about the band Suicidal Tendencies. They put out some good albums in the late 80s, early 90s. Their bass player ended up in Metallica. And now they're back with a new CD called 13.
This ain't no celebration. Pissed off like a mother, it's just my fault, of course. This ain't a celebration. I felt a lot of things, but never felt remorse. This ain't no celebration. If you go digging my head, watch out where you probe. This ain't no celebration. So I got some messed up shit inside my frontal lobe. This ain't no celebration.
I'm pretty sure that Suicidal Tendencies is one of those bands you either love or hate. And so instead of reviewing this, I'm just going to let you know it's out there. They are what they are, which is skater punk with some funk with some thrash metal. If you like that, you might like this.
Racing down a hill, eh? Adrenaline! Slamming something on a glass of skate! Adrenaline! Cycle slamming in a pit! Adrenaline! Riot pigs marching in! Adrenaline!
Now here's one that came out in 2012, but I'm just now getting around to telling you about it. It's from guitar virtuoso Paul Gilbert, and it's called Vibrato.
In the evening, stars are bright. Feeling through the night, but I need to look out, catch my enemies, but I'm all in jail, yeah.
Of course, we all know Paul Gilbert's an awesome guitar player, but he's also got a cool voice. Stylistically, there's a lot of blues and jazz on this album, and I also hear a lot of Zappa influence. There's also a few live tracks at the end of the CD, one of which is a cover tune of the Yes song Roundabout. And finally, here's the one that I've personally been waiting for. It's the new one from the mighty Killswitch Engage. The name of it is Disarm the Descent. I've only listened to it a couple of times, but so far I love it. Listen, I don't want to argue about this, okay? I know a lot of you say it all sounds the same or it's formulated.
Yeah, actually, yes it is.
Maybe so, but nobody does melodic heavy metalcore better than Killswitch.
Nah, I don't think so.
Once again, the guitars are brutal, and when they hit the chorus, the vocals are sweet.
Fight this war with us. We cannot break this love with us. But should you do not fall in, you're trying.
So do yourself a favor and go buy the new Killswitch Engage CD. And I would suggest getting the deluxe edition. It's got extra songs on there that will definitely crush your skull. And now, won't you please rise and turn to the person next to you and say, "Oh my God, I just got my skull crushed by Killswitch Engage." God bless you all. That's gonna do it for another episode of the Rockcast. And once again, I'd have to say it was pretty incredible.
Anyone could have done this.
Before I go, I wanted to thank everyone who has supported this show. Thanks to Josh and Dan in California and Don in Canada for the kind donations. And another shout out to Ryan Sessions, Chris in Maryland, and Dan Singleton, who all bought t-shirts and CDs.
Ho-ho!
And don't forget, you can commission me to do a painting for you. They make great gifts, and you know, Mother's Day is coming up. And I know you guys are just planning to take your wife or mom out to dinner. But this year, instead of being a bunch of cheap bastards, how about you buy her a Calvin Original? Then again, if you're broke like me and you don't want to do anything, well, just tell somebody about my show. I would appreciate it.
It's not any good!
And now it's time for the final song of the show. And since our friend Tobin thinks that I have terrible taste in music, I thought I'd play something that he will hopefully like. And since he seems to love Van Halen, I'm going to play something off their last album. With any luck, this will get Tobin off my back, and he will stop riding me. As for the rest of you, you can contact me on my website or through Facebook. But that's gonna do it for me for now. So until next time, this is Monty saying take care. Don't let anyone tell you what to like, unless it's me. And
rock on.
Bumper sticker of a rocket's ass. Go home, the earth is full.
Out of space, out of space, out of space, out of space.
The anchor's a one-stop stabbing. Has someone changed the plane? Wow, we are in space.
interstellar facial toll. Bumper sticker, I'm a rocket tap. Go home, the Earth is whole. Facebook page and I'm right out towards the atomic. Future ain't what it used to be. Trying to change my galaxy in case. Wow, we out of space. Struggle free or desperate crash. Make Mother Nature peel some pants and win. There's human way. Woo! Counterblast, interstellar facial bow. Bumper sticker, I'm a rocket jack. Go home, the Earth is whole.
The end.